With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At the age of 78, President Trump has been deemed to be in excellent health by the White House physician.
Dr. Sean Barbabella said the president exhibits robust cardiac, pulmonary, neurological, and general physical function based on Friday's physical exam. In a White House memo, Donald Trump is described as being in excellent cognitive and physical health and fully fit to execute the duties of his office. The report listed the president's weight at 224 pounds, his total cholesterol at 140, and all other lab results in the normal, desirable, and optimal categories. Greg Clugston traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran and the United States will meet next Saturday over Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister met Saturday in Oman, and a White House statement described the talks as very productive and constructive. Aboard Air Force One Saturday night, President Trump was asked about the talks.
I think they're going okay.
What was your,
because it doesn't, nothing matters until you get it done. So I don't like talking about it, but it's going okay. The Iran situation is going pretty good.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says President Trump's tariff battle is aimed at improving the lives of American workers.
President Donald Trump wants to help reset, helps to grow our economy, and get good, high-paying jobs here in the U.S. He wants to see wages increase.
Senator Blackburn spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. An all-female crew will be on board Blue Origin's next flight to the edge of space. The launch is set for Monday with singer Katy Perry, CBS Morning's Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiancée, along with several others. This is SRN News. A comparison of younger and older Christians, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, 58% of believers who are senior citizens say they pray every day, versus just 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Christians who are 74 and up are also about twice as likely as young believers to show up at church at least once a month. The Pew report also reveals that while 80% of all seniors self-identify as Christians, only 46% of Generation Z do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democrat-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over DEI programs. Those which promote the queer trans agenda, among other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with the DEI rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont. This is SRN News. A former chief of staff for the National Security Council says President Trump's effort to revitalize U.S. manufacturing has major implications for national security.
If we don't have the industrial capacity at home to repair ships, to build aircraft, to build tanks, we can't do the sorts of things that Americans assume, like the World War II Freedom's Forge model. Americans just assume that's a given. It's not.
Alexander Gray says the U.S. industrial base has been eroded by unfair trade practices over the past 35 years. A Wisconsin teenager charged in the deaths of his parents is facing wider allegations that he killed them to obtain the financial means to assassinate President Trump and overthrow the government. Authorities say 17-year-old Nikita Kassab brought a drone and explosives and told other people about his plans. He was communicating also with someone in Ukraine. More details at SRNnews.com.